Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Rosé has it. Out to Bam for three. For the win, it's ball game. Bam Adebayo, for the first time in his career, three consecutive made threes, and it's a game winner. Two words for you, baby.
Play is under review for a last second field goal.
After those words, hot, bam!
I mean, really? For a win over Detroit? What are we doing?
Get him, Jax.
This is what we're doing? No, it was unbelievable. Here's the thing, though. I'll be honest with everybody. I was pissed. So I needed overtime yesterday for the Heat. I had a parlay working. Solana, remind me. I had Duncan over 3.5 made threes.
Had that in the first 30 seconds.
Blindfolded. Yeah. I mean, yeah. His game was insane. I had that parlayed with one Jaime Jaquez Jr. made three, and he got it in the fourth quarter. He was 0-for-1 for the most of the game. He was going to have a three. There was an easy three that was opening for him in the corner in the second quarter. And Caleb Martin threw the ball away in one of the worst errant passes I've ever seen. He lost control of the ball. So now I've got the first two legs of the parlay. I've got Duncan over made threes. I've got Jaime Jaquez Jr. over made threes. The only other thing I need is Solana's guy, what's his name? Simone Fontecchio. Who's a Heat killer. Yes. I learned it in game one against Detroit, and Solana had handicapped him well because I think the over-under in game one was like 14.5. Guy put up 85 points in the first game. So now, all I need to finish the parlay, I need Simone Fontecchio over 2.5 made threes. He's got two. He happens to be 2 of 6. He's had a number of looks. It's not like he's not shooting. I need one more three from Fontecchio. The only way I'm going to get it is if Bam misses that three, which he has no business making, and the game goes to overtime. Game goes to overtime, Fontecchio is going to put up a three, I guarantee you, and I'm going to win that parlay. Yeah. And so Bam hits that three, and a wave of sadness comes over me, this big Heat fan. Because I wanted the Heat to win.
Fandom
I wanted
and
them
money.
To do it in overtime.
Fandom and money. It's a tough connection. It's a tough connection.
It was an amazing victory by the Heat. So the Heat took two from Detroit, which is what they needed to do, and blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about it.
I had a five-team parlay going in college basketball, and Arizona losing to Oregon knocked me out, so I hate Arizona now. Four-team parlay, Purdue, South Florida, Auburn came through. Tennessee lost to Mississippi State and killed it. I had a 5 and a 4 team parlay, and the favorite of those games end up losing in the NCAA.
Do not know anything about college basketball.
I don't either. And but I hate Tennessee and I hate Arizona now. I dislike them.
Selection Sunday was last night. This is going to be such a different March Madness than the one we experienced last season, because I got into it. Like, you can get into college basketball March Madness. You don't have to pay any attention to college basketball. You get to March Madness. If you have a horse in the race, you are just ensconced in college basketball. Miami Hurricanes men's team, we knew they weren't going to make it. The women's team got snubbed last night on Selection Sunday. So neither team. The women's team last season goes to the Elite Eight. The men's team goes to the Final Four. Neither team goes to March Madness this year. FAU is in it. So FAU gets a chance to repeat their miraculous run. But I am kind of ejected on March Madness because there's no Hurricanes, men's or women's. That makes it a lot less appealing. I have no idea who the one seeds are. I didn't pay any attention to Selection Sunday. The only reason I know the one seeds now is because it was going viral. Shannon Sharp today on First Take, everyone had to fill out their bracket. Shannon Sharp going to the Final Four. Everyone was tweeting, this is why he makes the big bucks. His Final Four is every one seed in the men's tournament and every one seed in the women's tournament. He doesn't have a single dog winning anywhere. You know, Stephen A. Smith has got a 12 seed. He's got, you know, Shannon Sharp, 4-1 seeds, men, women. He obviously didn't put too much effort into his bracket.
Let's go board. They know more than me.
Going to be a different March Madness this year. And then, there's a few things I want to talk about today. Do want to talk about the Heat. Panthers, they're off till Thursday, which is kind of cool. You get a little bit of a breather. I want to talk about the Dolphins. I want to talk about this Justin Fields trade, which has me scratching my head. Mike Cugno is going to join us from CBS4. He's in Coral Gables for Pro Day. And he's already, you know, pulling the hoo-ha with, I don't know, I might have to go early because I don't know when the players are available. Yeah, I said, listen, we'll let you know when it's time for you to go. Well, something I do want to get to today at some point. The Dolphins tight end, Jonnu Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this? Now, obviously, what is he? He's an FIU guy, Solana?
Paul's up, baby.
And he is Thanos. He's built like
you
Thanos.
You said he is a monster.
Yes.
The Dolphins Instagram over the weekend, they do those little tiny mic interviews. Jonnu Smith, put him, as Solana said to me on text, put him in the Ring of Honor right now. His favorite television show is Friends.
We done lost friendship now, Jonnu.
I love Jonnu Smith.
I showed y'all our text exchange when the Dolphins signed him, which we're not allowed to read on the air.
Ask him if he saw Friends last night on Nickelodeon. Ask him if he saw the 10 o'clock rerun of Friends last night.
Great dude, great father, great husband. Like, he's an amazing person. But now that kind of hits me in the gut a little bit for him to say that.
Love it. So they did a thing on Dolphins Instagram. You tell two truths and one lie. And you have to guess what the truth and the truths are and what the lie is. And he said, I'm allergic to peanuts. Friends is my favorite television show. I forget what the third one was. Like, I can do a backflip or something like that. And the lie, he said, was he's allergic to peanuts. He's like, I'm not allergic to anything. And he goes, and I know people always think that, you know, I'm not the guy whose favorite TV show is Friends. He's like, my favorite TV show is Friends.
Where'd he go to school? FIU?
Paws up.
Yeah, those dudes a little different. Example A down here in the left box of our stream yard.
I watched
Friends
about 4 hours of Friends last night. I really did. I'm like a Nick 2 or something. I literally about 4 hours worth of Friends last night. That show is so good. I have never been a bigger fan of a Miami dolphin than I am of Jonnu Smith.
I don't break that wall.
Nope, because you don't like friends. That to me is what pushes everybody over. There was another athlete who loved friends. I can't remember who it was. Solana.
It was somebody.
I think it was a dolphin as well. I think it was Devontae Parker.
Yeah, there you go. You can have him.
It was Devontae Parker.
Was it Devontae Parker?
I think it was.
That's not good.
You can have him.
Well, Jonnu Smith takes it, man.
You can't have Jonnu.
Jonnu Smith.
I think he was playing
Dolphins
to the crowd.
Tight end in history.
Who was interviewing him? He was playing to the crowd.
No, it was just the Dolphins. He's not playing to any crowd.
No way Jonnu tells me Friends is his favorite show.
He is loud and proud that Friends is his favorite show. I could not like Jonnu Smith any more than I do.
Damn, Jonnu. You my boy.
A lot to get to today. Let's begin with headlines and our own Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks since we're talking about the Miami Dolphins. Braxton Berrios, he re-signed with the team on a one-year deal worth up to $3 million. And I saw today the Miami Dolphins have also brought back offensive lineman Isaiah Wynn as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Solana would never bet on the Heat, by the way, because he does the broadcast and stuff. But my gut tells me he wouldn't have find it overtime either, because Jalen Duren could have used a rebound or two. Anywho.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I mean, 12? You bum? 12? That's all you needed.
You bum.
You bum.
Guy stinks.
But tell me the truth. I mean, Bam Adebayo grabs the ball. First of all, Kate Cunningham. I mean, what a dummy. You want to talk about a guy who stinks?
That's why they're bad. What's he doing shooting?
I mean,
dumb decisions.
The shot clock is off. You have a chance to burn the clock all the way down to 2 seconds, 1 second, take a shot. First of all, to take that shot,
He had just blown by Caleb Martin on the possession before. Duncan, the only bad play he made all day, gives them the opportunity to win it with the game tied. But guys, you're telling me right now, Bam Adebayo pulls up from 30 and you didn't have all the faith in the world he was going to knock that down? Tell me right now. You knew it was going in. You knew it was going in.
I was thrilled because I needed overtime. I was like, yes! That's right. Don't go timeout, Spo, and let Bam jack one up from 3 feet behind the top of the arc. Yeah, I got my overtime. I mean, all net.
Bam was by the scorer's table. No, I didn't have any confidence in that.
Crazy.
In the words of a true linguist, Hassan Whiteside, we got shooters, baby. We got shooters, baby. Woo! So here's the situation with the Miami Heat. Right now, they are the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia and Miami have the same record, 37 and 30. The Heat took care of business, by the way, of the Pistons. They did what they had to do. They were shorthanded again yesterday. No Nico, no Jimmy. And they ended up winning the game with the Bam game winner. So right now, Miami is still well within striking distance of the four or the five. I think they're 3 games back in New York right now, who are in the 4 spot. A half game back of the Pacers, who are the 6 seed. So they're in the thick of it. 15 games remaining on the season today, by the way. Game 69.
Nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Miami has the tiebreaker over Philadelphia. But that could change because they still play them 2 more times this season. Once tonight, second night of a back-to-back, and then once later on at the end of March at Miami. So we're here in Miami. So today, second night of a back-to-back, after an exciting victory yesterday, sure. Today's one of the more important games of the regular season.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.